On occasion, it's said that Jesus would go up to the top of the mountain to pray, perhaps to feel closer to God, to turn away from all of the other distractions that were around him. Maybe we can relate to stealing away to get to a place where we feel God's presence. But it says he didn't stay there, that he came back down to a level place. Because that is where we find his heart, among the people where life takes place and unfolds in front of us. That it was a level place, a place where everyone was welcome, where Jesus was approachable, a flat, level ground where there was no distinction in elevation. But as we look closely, it is amazing how steep the road is to a level place. That we see this incline in the Sermon on the Plain. As we find it there in the Gospel of Luke, it is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount, but it does not happen on a hillside or on the top of the mountain. It takes place on level ground. But we still find those odd blessings of the gospel. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Woe to the rich. Woe to the full. Woe to those who are laughing. It takes everything we assume to be true and reverses it. That apparently, when Jesus invited the disciples to follow him, they would discover how steep the road is to a level place. Caring for the poor, caring for the hungry, caring for the heartbroken. That it is the steep road of love. I was sitting in a coffee house, and I looked across the room. Not too far from me was a young couple sitting there next to one another, hovered over a laptop, notes covering the desk in front of them as they were working on a history paper. They were deep in conversation, were unaware of everyone else around them. You could tell they were less focused on the past and what happened in history and more focused on, say, their future together. They were giggly and bubbly, and nobody likes history that much. At first, you might assume they weren't together. They were quite different. One of them was dressed neatly. The other one just rolled out of bed. One of them was quite studious. The other obviously laid back. One of them drank their coffee black. The other one could not get enough sugar or cream. But as they say, opposites attract. That you could tell it was the excitement of young love. And it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling because love has a way of giving way to the possibility of futures and dreams. But I wondered if I should get up and go over and read them the fine print, how the future of love becomes the weight of responsibility, that all those dreams about graduations, weddings, jobs, houses, perhaps children, they come with bills, vows, mortgages, and a lot of diapers. And that's just the beginning. But as I got up and took a few steps in that direction, I stopped. Because for the life of me, I could not decide how to explain all of those things without love sounding less exciting. That if we are not careful, those odd blessings of the gospel can end up making the love of God and the love of neighbor sound less fulfilling and just more challenging. But as we make our way down the road of love, we discover that the challenges are deeply fulfilling. When the personal writings of Mother Teresa were published after her death in the book Come Be My Light, it shocked many of us that she cared for the most vulnerable in a way that inspired the rest of us, so it was hard to read about her struggle. That in those personal writings, letters, and journal entries, she wrote, "I don't know, but there is such a deep loneliness in my heart that I cannot express." It is hard to imagine Mother Teresa feeling that way as she reached out for prayer and encouragement from friends and mentors, as she questioned her work and even her faith, that she struggled, as we all do, on that steep road to a level place. That on that journey, Samuel Wells, the vicar of St. Martin's in the Fields in London, is a helpful guide. That he describes the journey of Jesus, growing up in Nazareth, ministering in Galilee, and then facing hardship and rejection in Jerusalem. That in Nazareth, Jesus grew up surrounded by loved ones, cared for by family, supported by a community, nurtured by the rhythms of the synagogue. That he was protected, cared for, supported in a way where he could learn and where he was loved. And in our lives, it is that time where we abide and grow, where we are nurtured and formed, that perhaps we can think back to those years and name the people who poured grace into our lives. But in Galilee, he was sent out to serve others. That the love of his early childhood became the responsibility of his calling. That he worked alongside others. He reached out and cared for those in need. He practiced the ways of love, even when risk was involved. And in our lives, it is that time where we live into our calling, where we lean into our responsibilities, where we offer the gift of love to those around us, where we practice the ways of Jesus, and we face the challenges of each and every day. But then in Jerusalem, he faced a particular defining moment. That he embraced the sacrifice and the cost of faithfulness. That he continued to love even when it was costly. and in our lives. We do face moments, not often, but on occasion, where we have to choose what will define us. Where we have to wrestle with the cost of integrity. It is, as Mother Teresa wrote, there is a Calvary for every Christian. That as we make our way on that steep road to a level place, we have to accept that we cannot stay in Nazareth forever. But thankfully, we do not have to endure Jerusalem endlessly, that we spend most of our lives in Galilee, like Jesus did, where we practice the art of community, where we support those who are grieving, where we care for the most vulnerable, where we remain committed in the face of difficulty, where we embody the grace of the table, and where we embrace those odd blessings of the gospel. That it is challenging, but it is also fulfilling. The Apostle Paul faced his own Nazareth, Galilee, and Jerusalem. And he was trying to help the early church in Corinth wrestle with the challenging sides of love. They were talking about the resurrection, its hope, its meaning, its explanation. But Paul knew full well, you cannot fully explain love. That we cannot explain how a history paper and coffee turns into a lifetime of dedication and commitment. That we are not meant to explain the resurrection. It is simply meant to transform us. That we leaned into the steep road of love. Like the early church, that despite the hardships in front of them, they kept saying to others and to themselves, love is stronger than death. And it changes us. That somehow, the despair of trauma can become the hope of a new day. That somehow the burden of regret can become the peace of forgiveness. That somehow the shackles of poverty can become the opportunity of compassion. That somehow the weight of an addiction can give way to the possibility of healing. That somehow the struggles of daily life can become the endurance of love. That somehow the responsibilities of vocation can become service to others. That it is challenging, and it is also fulfilling, but it can also become transforming. For me. That as we travel through Galilee, we continue to say, love is stronger than death. That it is a steep road, but it leads us to the love of Christ. And to a level place where we are always transformed. Amen.